Hey y'all, what's going on? Basically I'm on here just wanting to chit chat with y'all a little bit, maybe touch on a few things and stuff of that sort. I guess we could really talk about the baby situation. And so what happened is the baby and Danny Lay brother met up. Well, Danny Lay brother was at a skating rink or whatever. And I guess the baby got the drop on his location. So the baby pulled up or whatever to fight. So, Danny and the baby, like basically, Danny and the baby hooked up maybe like 2 years ago. And they were on the low for a minute until he finally came out. I think, I don't know if he finally came out and said he was dating her, but maybe he did. But nonetheless, he been going back and forth with his baby mother Mimi. Now, mind you, this nigga is a fucking Sagittarius, like a Sagittarius and Capricorn cusp. He was born on December 22nd, and that's a mixy cusp. Like, I dealt with one, and I'm not saying all is the same, but it's really mixy. It's really hot and cold with them. So basically, he was dealing with her and shit or whatever, and he was going back and forth with his baby mother Mimi, who has two of his who has two of his children. So he was like kind of making her look foolish going back and forth with her, going back and forth between the two. Mind you, Mimi's okay with it. Mimi really don't give a fuck. Mimi just like, yo, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. Like, I already know what type of nigga this is. Very much like Stevie J and Jocelyn and Mimi. Mimi is giving how like Mimi was given after she got over the hurt with Stevie, for the most part. 'Cause I still think she kind of hurt, but that's neither here nor there. But she was more cool with what was going on with him and Jocelyn, and that's how I feel like the Mimi is the baby mother, the baby's baby mother. But I feel like they still fucking. So the baby came on there and was like, oh, she's a came on live, called her a certified side bitch and all this and shit. And what he do? What he do? What he do? Oh yeah, he went on live or whatever, and he called her a certified side bitch and shit. And people in I'm sorry y'all, I'm just totally all in my head. I gotta get out of it because it's just a mess. But he told her that she was a side chick. He got and somehow family members got mad, so her brother got online or whatever, and called the baby out for a one-on-one fight or whatever. And then, unbeknownst to me, he went on to like three other podcasts, basically trying to get the fight popping, which I feel like was kind of extra. But who can say what's extra when you're trying to defend a family member, So, he was just making it be known. So fast forward to like a day ago or two, like two a day or two ago, he was in a bowling alley for London on a Track birthday party in LA. So he came there, whatever, he was chilling and shit, I'm assuming, and somebody gave the baby a drop on where he was at. So once they got the drop on where he was at, they pulled up on him. Now, mind you, Brandon, this is all allegedly, Brandon came to talk to him one-on-one or whatever, like just talk to him like it's like man to man or whatever. And Brandon was by herself or whatever, and when I guess when he came up to talk to him, the baby tried to punch him, but while I'm hitting his can. Now my thing is, if you gonna pop the top, pop the fucking top. Like, why is you playing with it? You punching a fucking can. And then after he punched the can or whatever, and Brandon had jumped back, I believe, his friends or his security had came up or whatever, or a mixture of the two had came up, and then they started to attack him too. Attack Brandon. Now, mind you, they didn't even do no fucking, like, they didn't even do they ones and twos. You get what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers were supposed to come in, I felt like, and do what needed to be fucking done. Like, black eye him. Like, he's light skinned and yellow. Like, come on now. Like, y'all really didn't even get at him. Like, really get at him. Like, yeah, y'all got a few licks in, but it wasn't even given that. Then my thing is, y'all grown-ass men, who pulls hair and slams niggas? Like, that shit was just so pussy to me. I was just like, yo, y'all niggas is so fucking whack and fucking, like, just weird. Like, y'all really gonna go there and punch up on this guy and not even really pull up on him? Like, y'all didn't even really do what needed to have been done. You know what I'm saying? And now, like, he only had, like, a little scratch on his face. You know, I think his mouth was busted from the slam, I think. And that was it. And I don't think his mouth was busted. I think his teeth, like, his gums was depleting. But that's light, honey. Like, you wash your mouth out with some salt and hot water and salt. Swish your mouth out. Maybe a little peroxide. I'm not sure. And you're good. Like, that shit ain't about nothing. Like, he came out, made a tape, still looking good, still looking nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, y'all niggas did that. Y'all did all that for nothing. Because y'all didn't even break it the fuck down. Y'all even break him in like y'all could have. Like, if you were going to pull his hair, you could have dragged him to the motherfucking regular floor and started fighting. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, he still wanted to fight, but Brandon still wanted to fight, but because he got up and walked, like, trying to find him, but I don't know what happened. And then the baby want to walk out, like, lighting a blunt, like he really did something. Like, oh yeah, I did that. Like, mission completed. Nigga, you look foolish. All Ashanti. Like, straight foolish, darling. I fucking could not. I still can't. So that happened or whatever. And now the LAPD is looking for him, I think, because, you know, somebody reminded me that when that shit happened with him and Danny Lay, the baby and Danny Lay, his baby mother, the police came and they had something on him, but they closed it, or I'm not too sure. But, like, now it's two cases, and that one's more serious because that's assault. And a fucking owner of a fucking place probably gonna press charges too for event. Like, you're basically, like, I don't know if it's vandalism, but you basically fucking destroying the property. You come in here fighting with a mob of people and y'all ain't even doing shit. Horrible. So that is just my thoughts. You know, a girl's been in and out, but to my people that's listening, that have been listening, thank you for listening. And I'm just coming to the realization that God's in control, you know? And that's just where I'm at with shit. But I'm definitely going to come back and just tap on a few things. But I was just getting my feet wet now with this. And I'll be back. And just remember, we all have a purpose. We're breathing. And with that breath is life. You get what I'm saying? It don't matter what. As long as you got breath in your body, God can do and make anything better. So, or worse. So be humble. Definitely be humble. Definitely have some humility. And I'll be back. Okay.